Well, Mark got cleared for full contact, got through the practice today. We'll see how he comes back in tomorrow. I don't have him in the lineup, but he has two more days like that, then he'll play against St. Louis. Lowry's out. Tanev's out. Hendricks is out. Thias is out. Mason's out.
Any update on Hendricks and Tanev, I guess, specifically from last game?
We're hoping that Hendricks is not long-term, but Tanev's week to week.
Who comes in, or how do you try and fill that void?
That's going to happen. Decision will be this afternoon. We'll need two forwards in, or Tucker Pullman can play up front. We're kicking that around right now.
What would go into that process of allowing him to play up front if you did it like you did in practice today?
Well, we wanted to see it. Liked what we saw there. He's got some experience at it, not at the National League level, and there has to be a role for that job. And some coverage on the back end. I'm not really worried about 11 forwards being 2 days off on the front and back end of the game. So that's you kill penalties, and if we had any nicks on our blue line, he could cover that off. But I think we're pretty healthy back there right now.
And Josh is all right. Obviously, he came back for practice after taking the puck in the.
Got a cut on his ear.
What have you seen from the Coyotes recently in your free scout here?
They're going to play hard. I mean, it's the same game that we played, 2 months ago when we played them. Those are hard, hard games. They're physical. Play simple game, but pretty darn direct. And they're gonna force you to skate and move the puck quick. So, we've handled that well in the past, and then we've come off three kind of offensive-minded teams, so there's a shift there, and these guys are going to try to score goals, as everybody does. But I think they're trying to defend and be on the right side of the puck. So in some ways, it's a more difficult offensive game to play. They're not going to open up their game to get something against you. They're going to play real hard against you to try not to give you too much. So. Handling that, not expecting that you're going to get maybe less offense than we've had in our last few games, and there hasn't been a lot there either, so it's the time of year.
Just going back to Mathias, he's longer term too now or no?
No, he's the same. He's getting better, but he's still, I guess I've left him at day to day, and it's been longer than that now, but we I think once he gets back on the ice, and it won't be too long before that, he'll have a fairly quick turnaround from getting on the ice to playing.
It's not related to last year when he had the
correct.
Shoulder
yeah,
issue?
Correct.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry, Paul, just would Hendricks and Lowry be in a similar boat and that they're no, probably the first
no,
to come back?
I've got Hendricks back first. Lowry would be second. Yep.
And Hendricks and Tanev are upper, lower?
Everybody's upper.
Everybody's upper, okay.
Except for Trouba.
All right. And Mathias, is he skating on his own right now?
Not yet.
Okay. Special teams, you talked, it was the game, the Thursday game, right, where the power play, you said it was sort of a one-off. Obviously, the power play came through really big the other night, right off the hop. Number two in power play, top 10 in penalty kill. When you have both going as they are, what does that do in a league where games are usually extremely tight?
It takes pressure off your 5-on-5 game, and it takes mental pressure off your offensive players 5-on-5 that they feel they have to push the game. If you have confidence, and more than confidence, if you're scoring goals in your power play in game, it changes the score clearly, and then you don't have to. But it's more maybe even individual. Offensive players feel the pressure to produce, especially when they're getting paid to produce, when they get into those second contracts that are big. And if they're getting enough on the power play that you and I aren't talking about, where's this guy's production gone? They can play and you can encourage them to play a smarter game without getting too much risk in it. I'm careful how I say that because we want to make plays here. We're not a dump and chase team unless that's the right play to make. But it takes some pressure off. And the penalty kill, I think it's just an overall defensive thing. I think psychologically, I think your penalty kill is more important than your power play because if you can stay strong on your PK, then you're in every single game. Right? If you can keep the other team at zero on their power play, you got a real good chance of winning.
And on that, to have Hendricks and Tanev both go down, Lowry as well, those are three pretty key penalty kill. How do you survive that?
Well, the real challenge is you're going to end up using guys you'd prefer not to run hard on your penalty kill. I'm thinking of Little and Wheeler, especially up front. We'll get Mark back. That'll help for St. Louis. You survive by staying out of the penalty box. You can't have a big run of numbers then when you're running five guys, four and five forwards. You have to stay out of the box.
You said with Scheifele a couple more practices like that before, if he's good to go. Will you have to think a lot about having him at center and moving Wheeler back again?
No, I wouldn't put – there's two pieces to that. I'll have to think hard about moving Blake out of the middle, but not where I'm putting Mark, because coming off a six-week injury, I don't want him in a new position. The hits are different, how the game's played is different. So Mark will go back in at center. We'll decide, based on the other injuries that we have, how we think we look tomorrow night, whether we leave Blake there or not. So they wouldn't necessarily play together if that happened. It would mean that maybe even Andrew Kopp goes back to the wing and you balance your lines differently, but we'll make that decision in a few days. Yeah, we can. He's just been, for me, far more effective on the wing, and we have other people that can play center, and now he's in terms of offense, he's in a top six role, so I don't want to pull him out of that to put him on the fourth line in the center, and I don't want him playing top six middle.